A band is playing on State Street in downtown Santa Barbara as hundreds of people walk by. It's dusk and business is booming at some restaurants on the 500 block of State Street. People are eating dinner and having cocktails at tables set up on sidewalks and in some spots even literally on the street.
It's an example of when necessity meets some kind of new invention. And so now here we are. And everybody's kind of together, and there's a gentleness, the love of life that Santa Barbara always has. So I love Santa Barbara, and I'm so glad to be out here again. I missed it.
Christine Clark is sitting at a table outside of Holdren's Steaks and Seafood. Every table is occupied.
We love to come out and eat and meet people from all over the world. I think it's a great, exciting new phase, even if it's phase two. It's okay, we're accelerating towards phase three. I'm in no hurry.
Clark is having dinner with her friend, Rosanna Jimeno.
I'm an extreme introvert, but we all need to come out of our shells and really just see each other and do restaurants and eat and do everything.
Up the street a few hundred feet, one of Santa Barbara's favorite restaurants actually has a line. There's about a dozen people waiting for a table at Joe's. The sidewalk has social distancing marks to try to keep those in line separated. Some people are wearing masks, but many aren't. Tiger Trammell is sitting at one of Joe's new outdoor tables with two friends.
Honestly, it's amazing. It's kind of weird because obviously there are like certain strictures in place right now. But it feels good. It's good to see everybody out and about. I feel like we're all kind of thinking the same thing.
Ryan Wittes says it's great to be able to go out to dinner again.
It has been different, that's for sure. It's been very weird, but I'm really happy to be back and be going out and living our lives. I think it's a really positive thing.
Janine Richumas admits this isn't the way she expected her summer to start.
I think it is strange, but at the same time, it's very exciting because I think it's been 2 months too long. And I think it's very interesting that restaurants are setting up outside. It's a new world.
The community took the unusual step of advising people not to come over Memorial Day weekend, but some people did come. One couple from Orange County found that even with the closures, it was still a welcoming place to visit.
We wanted to get away for the weekend. It's our anniversary. We just decided to get out, and so we decided to come up here. Santa Barbara, and as we're driving here, we started looking for hotels, and we kept on calling and calling different ones, and they were all booked and booked and booked, and we got lucky.
Ray Vergara and his wife say even though many things were closed, it was still a welcoming getaway.
It's a strange anniversary because it's our first anniversary, and we haven't had our honeymoon yet, so it's kind of our mini-moon. So it's memorable, for sure. It's been fun, though. We've been able to really relax and unwind.
Santa Barbara's outdoor dining experiment is just that, an experiment. Even many of the restaurants which didn't close were having a tough time making it financially with takeout only. They're hoping that by expanding outdoors, it will give them the room they need to socially distance diners from each other. They're also hoping it will create an atmosphere which will encourage people to want to dine out. In downtown Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.